Good morning, sunshine. Today we are going to talk about
what it takes to get motivated when you're feeling completely stuck. This is Motivational Monday.
So let's catch a shine buzz. What do you do to really stop feeling stuck? One of the first things I would say to you is that you have to give yourself a little compassion. You have to forgive yourself for what you did before, for what you didn't know, for what you dealt with in your abusive situation. But you also have to be prepared to stop dwelling on that stuff. Give yourself a little compassion. Give yourself a break. You know, if you need to be mad at yourself for a minute, let it happen, but then move forward and embrace yourself. And one of the things I tell everybody, which is true, is if you are in a situation where you're hating on yourself, you're not loving your life right now, things are difficult, things are terrible, go ahead and think about your child or your best friend or your sister or anybody who you love unconditionally. And imagine that that person was saying to you, hey, I feel this way, only it's the feelings you're feeling. I feel sad. I feel angry. I feel lonely. I feel like I messed up real bad and I don't think I can fix anything. And then I want you to turn around and imagine, what would you say to someone who you love unconditionally about that thing? What advice would you give to them? How would you hug them? How would you care about them? What would you do differently than you're doing for yourself? And then, my friend, I want you to look right in the mirror and I want you to do those things for yourself, because that is the only way we will ever grow forward, is if we can stop hating ourselves. I know. You don't have to go all full out self-love right away, okay? But just start off with self-acceptance. Start off with giving yourself a break. You've been through a lot. Give yourself a break. It's gonna be okay. I always like to say that you can control how you feel, but I don't always think people understand what I mean by that. It's not that I don't have emotions. It's not that when somebody says something hurtful to me that I don't feel it real hard just like everybody else. What the difference is that it's about changing your perception. I change the way I feel, I change the way I see things, I change the way I understand things, and I choose how I feel. I can't decide to myself that I'm not going to feel hurt when somebody walks up to me and goes, you're freaking ugly, right? Or I hate your YouTube videos or whatever it is they're saying to me. But I can change the way I choose to respond, react, and perceive that situation. You know, and one of my best tips ever is to not respond, react, or do anything when someone isn't trying to hear you. If someone gives me criticism that is helpful, like they say, oh my gosh, you talk too fast in your videos. I do know that, and I'm sorry about that. I try to talk slower, but sometimes I get excited. Anyway, that is valuable feedback. If somebody says to me, I don't like the way that, you know, the music sounds under the video, so don't put music in your videos. Guess what? I hardly ever do for that reason, because people said that to me in the beginning. If people say to me, you're ugly and you have a big stupid nose, well, I cannot change any of those things. I don't think my nose is that big, but if it were, it doesn't really matter. I look how I look. I am who I am, and I'm not willing to try to change all of that. So I just let those things go. Those are things I can't change. My point is, if someone's giving you criticism that is constructive and helpful, take it with an open mind and an open heart. That person's really trying to help you. But if somebody's criticizing you in a way that is just mean and hateful, don't even think about that person again. Just let it go. Realize they're a brick wall. They won't be helped. Move on. So when you feel that happen and you feel that wave of emotion about to smack you in your face, I want you to try this. I want you to let it come. Let the emotion come, let it wash over you, feel it, breathe in it, sleep in it if you really need to. Let it kind of flow through. And then when that's done, take a deep breath and then start consciously thinking to yourself, how am I going to handle this thing that just happened? How am I going to handle this emotion? How am I going to deal with this emotion? Feeling the emotion is different than reacting to the emotion. Do you understand what I mean? You need to feel the emotion. It comes, you have to let it go. If you just shove it down or you try to forget it happened, you're just going to drive yourself crazy. So feel the emotion, but then choose how you go from there. Choose, do I let it out? Do I scream in this person's face? Do I shut my mouth and realize their limitations? How do you want to react to that thing? And I'll just give you a little hint. If somebody ever tells you that you're ugly, my daughter's friend came up with this amazing comeback, and it's this. Look, oh my God, you're so ugly. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a mirror. Isn't that great? I love it. Anyway, so my point is that you choose how you respond, you choose how you react, and that will help you. I promise you it will. But how do you, like, literally physically, how do you start doing stuff again? Because, I mean, we can go through all the emotional control stuff if we want to, but how do you start physically growing again? How do you start physically getting up out of the bed, getting up out of the house, and doing the stuff? And this is the hard part, my friend, but I'm just gonna put it out there for you. Today, I did not wanna do these videos. Today, I did not wanna put on makeup. I did not wanna do my hair. I did not wanna do any of these things. But you know what I did? I gave myself this deal. I was like, listen, go in there and find some clothes, put the clothes on. And if you feel done at that point, you can walk away. So I did it. I'm like, oh. And then I was like, well, you know, go in there and put your moisturizer on, get your face ready for the makeup in case you decide to put the makeup on. So I stayed in there. I did the makeup. I did the moisturizer. And then I was like, well, let's put the base on. And then if you feel like stopping after that, it's okay to stop after that. So I did the base. Well, I'm feeling okay. Let me do the rest of the thing and the lipstick. Okay, let me do my hair really quick. Okay, I didn't do great on my hair, but I tried. My point is, one thing. Just do one thing. I know it seems small, but one thing. And don't rush it. I mean, if you've been stuck in your house for 6 months, tomorrow you're not going to go out and like join the circus. I mean, you're just not. You're going to have to take baby steps. That's my point. Forgive yourself for your situation. Forgive yourself for what you didn't know when you didn't know it. And then just give yourself baby steps. Today, my baby steps included literally getting up and going into the place where my clothing is and picking out something to wear. That was my only thing I had to do. And everything else comes with it. Does that make sense? Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to stop after one thing. And if you really need to stop, then stop and start again tomorrow. Okay? Give yourself one thing to do. I promise you, I know it seems too simple, but just try it. It's the same thing if your house is overwhelmingly dirty or messy. You know, walk around your house and find one thing you can clean up really fast. And then just clean up that one thing. I love to pick a table because when you clean up a table, a clean surface makes your house look cleaner. So, little tip for me to you. I hope this is helpful. I know it's not so easy. Please remember that you do go through a certain amount of grief after the narcissistic abuse ends, even sometimes as soon as you start to realize it's going to end because you're going to leave or whatever. Okay, now grab your pen because I'm about to give you some homework. It's time to read the cards. We're going to start off with our dialectical behavioral therapy skills deck. We do this every day on this show. And today it's a distress tolerance skill that I'm showing you. Take a look. And it says,
make a list of your most important values. Remember, values are like compass headings that point you in the right direction in life. Now, make a list of the actions that will move you toward fulfilling each of those values. Be specific. Commit to at least one action this week.
Next up, let's get your affirmation for the day. Keep that pen out. And this affirmation comes from the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck. These are linked in the description below, by the way, if you're interested in buying your own deck, but you don't need to because I'll be sharing them with you every day. And today's affirmation is, write this down. This is your affirmation of the day.
I can decide today to recalibrate my energy and commit to love and joy. One more time. I can decide today to recalibrate my energy and commit to love and joy.
This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day, I'm turning it over to you. What have you struggled with in this area? Have you found yourself feeling completely stuck? Have you found yourself just not able to get out of the house at any point during your recovery? And if you're there now, what are your struggles? Tell me so I can make videos for you. If you're through it, you're past it, or you've done it and you've come back to it, what works for you? What tips can you share with our Spanily, with our community here, that will help them do a little better today? What works for you? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Thank you to all of my sponsors for being part of the mission that I serve here at this channel and on queenbeing.com and on shine.buzz. Every little bit helps. Thank you so much for that. And to each of you, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.